Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, my brothers and my sisters, and welcome once again to the PRF table. This is your host, Dr. Nate Dunlap. Also sitting here at the table is none other than Marianne Williams. Around the table, we call her Mama. Mama, good evening to you.
Good evening. And how are you this evening?
Oh, we are doing good. We are doing good. Making moves at PRF. And we're so happy that you're with us. And so listen, we want to just to have a couple of moments on this evening just to tell you a little bit about what's going on in the realm of PRF. The first thing is, as of last night, February 28th, we have just concluded the last legacy conference for what I'm going to believe is this quarter. You know, January, February, March is a quarter, Mama. And
yes,
I don't believe we have any legacy conferences that we're going to be doing in the month of March 2018. It has been a truly fabulous first 2 months of the year. So we had one legacy conference that started on January the 31st at Holsey Chapel CME Church in Columbus, Georgia. And that started on January 31st. It went for 5 weeks, every week, once a week, and ended last night. We're very grateful and thankful
Amen.
For Pastor Javon Jackson and the Holsey Chapel family. We also went to see, I happened to come back in town that day into Columbus, and we actually went to see Black Panther with their church. And so this thing was not about just us coming and teaching a course, but it was also about the relationship that we had built and developed with those individuals. I can tell you that if what we were doing in the aspect of that legacy conference was not profitable and beneficial, then we probably never would have been invited to hang out with them. So again, we're really grateful and thankful for all that had been done during that time frame. It was truly, truly phenomenal thing. And then the second thing is we had a legacy conference that started on, well, let me go back, on the 3rd of February, 3rd, 4th, and 5th, we had the PRF retreat. And so all of those who serve on the PRF teaching ministry, Sister Lakia, Brother Mark, Sister Kim, Sister Ernestine, Sister Laura, Brother Will, we brought everybody in from wherever they physically live, in Georgia, Alabama, and also in Maryland. And we brought them in and just had to show them how much we loved and cared and appreciated them as being of members of this team. You know, a lot of things go on behind the scenes that a lot of people don't realize, Mama. And it's
yeah.
mainly because, you know, a lot of times people see me and hear me. It's not that I'm not trying to put other folks before the mic, but we're only going to put people before the microphone, that's where God has called them to be. So there's people that are doing things behind the scenes, and those are some people on our team. We're grateful for them. Some very spiritual things happened during that time that we showed love to them, and they showed it back to us. And then February 10th, we were up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And Mama, that was phenomenal. We had a legacy conference on the 10th of February. And then on the 11th, I had the opportunity to speak before the congregation at their morning service at the New Beginning Church of Philadelphia in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Reverend Dr. Michael Couch is the pastor there, a good friend of mine and brother in Christ, who also is a fellow alumnus with me in New York Theological Seminary in the Doctorate of Ministry program. And we were blessed because we not only were there to share during that day, but we also had one of our board members that drove up from Maryland, Tara Sherwood, and she was able to be present with us. That was special in that, and also stayed on overnight along with us. But we also had the comparable Vera Moody from the Moody Insurance Group. Mama, you got to meet her. Listen, this sister, she came with one of her team members and daughter, Natalia. And when I tell you that it was, you know, and both of them spoke and spoke with power and force and spoke to the point of saying, listen, we need you and you need and your family's need for you to get your affairs in order in this insurance piece. And so we want people to know that this is not just Dunlap getting up before the people all the time or somebody else just from PRF. We have to have individuals who are there that can do what we cannot do. So people know this is a teaching ministry, Mama. And as such,
yes,
that means that there's individuals that have something to offer to the kingdom, to God's people,
yeah,
that we can't do. I'm not a licensed insurance agent, so I'm not going to try to sell you insurance, but we got to get people to the individuals. And so we're working on some things. We're solidifying some things with our partnership, and we're really grateful and excited. And if Sister Moody ever wants to come back to the table, because she was with us back when we talked about poverty last year, Mama, back in October,
yeah,
November time, and she was one of our guests. And you know, I had to say something about relationships. Relationships are important. And you know that relationships are important when you get connected to somebody through somebody else. And so through,
yeah,
I didn't know Sister Moody. And the reason I got connected to her was through Bishop Kelly Zimmerman. And she's in South Carolina. And so she was the one who's, when I was talking to her, because I developed a relationship with her over a couple of months and said, listen, we're going to be talking about insurance. If you know anybody that's in that space, and she recommended Vera Moody. And so now here we are working on a very lucrative partnership and relationship between the Vera Moody or the Moody Insurance Group and the PRF Teaching Ministry / Teaching Institute. So to God be the glory for that. And
amen.
Then on the 17th, Mama, we had another legacy conference in Valley, Alabama. And in Valley, Alabama, there is a ministry called New Birth Outreach Ministries. Pastor Wayman Johnson is the one who oversees that ministry. And it is a what I would call a recovery ministry for people dealing with life challenges. And we are so grateful, because when we had our first legacy conference, this is not the first, you know, we had our first legacy conference in June of last year. That was not the first time we taught on Will You or Will You Not or from that course, but God had directed that we do it in a conference format, as well as one of our consultants 2 years prior. You know, sometimes it takes us a little bit longer time to get to where we need to be when we're trying to hear certain things or not. And so I finally listened to the word of the Lord and spirit of the Lord, and we went and did this. And he sent 15 guys, Mama, to this conference, to that ministry.
Wow.
15. More than was at the actual host church. And I saw something after talking to him. We didn't charge him any registration fees. He said, listen, just send your guys. And from that point on, there's been a strong relationship developed with that particular ministry. And so we were able to go back this year, or go to them this year, and actually hold a legacy conference with about 20-something guys, men, 20-something men, Mama, not guys, 20-something men. And it was absolutely amazing. It wore me out, because Brother Mark couldn't be there with me on that day. So it wore Brother Dunlap all the way out. But in the end, those guys are blessed. And so now where we're at as we finished the Legacy Conference with Holsey Chapel last night, one of the things that really pleased my heart, Mama, was this.
Yes,
the pastor says to the congregation, about 35 members, he said, or not people that was in attendance, about 30 of them, honestly, and he says, we're gonna y'all keep in touch with Dr. Dunlap so that, you know, we can bring him back, maybe next year. And somebody screamed out and said, why we gotta wait that long? Mama, that just touched my heart. I said, oh my gosh.
Oh, glory to God.
That lets me know that they're hungry and that they're receiving of the principles of PRF. They're not God's principles. My principles, but there's God's principles. And so just to be able to develop that relationship, and we know that there's some follow-up that has to occur. And that follow-up is going to occur, and it'll be – we'll be working on that this month. That's what we're going to be working on this month. And so that's where we're at. I just felt the need to really bring a lot of that. I know I've been talking for a long time, but we really just need to bring that, because a lot of times we wait until the end of the show and we're talking about things that have happened. And so something just says, start off tonight's show and talk about what you're doing. Because for some reason, Mama, I've been going live on Facebook a little bit over the last couple of days.
I know.
And God has been sending some people our way. And so sometimes it's a matter of, you have to go ahead and do what is needed, say what needs to be said at a particular time, and let God be the one that brings some things into place. And so, Mama,
yes,
I said a lot. Is there anything that you have to offer for the people, even just to encourage them? Because we're not going to have a series this month. We are gearing up for something really big. We're gearing up for Financial Literacy Month in April. And we're going to be focusing on credit. That's where we're going to be focusing on. And so I want us to just start getting our minds and our hearts and our spirits prepared, because that is an area that I know God wants us to deal with. And that is a very detailed area. It is a very cumbersome area when it comes to how many courses. There's a total of 9 and 16 courses between credit and debt. And so that means you're not going to be able to get what you really need to get just coming and listening to us every week for 30 minutes. That's not where it's going to happen. You're going to have to register and sign up for Credit and Debt of First Cousins, because you're going to get some small tidbits, but that's not going to be what you need to get. Our children go to school for 6 hours a day, and you want to get something for 30 minutes a week. Ain't going to happen. You're not going to get developed in this area just coming to get something for 30 minutes a week. So, Mama, I just want to give you an opportunity, because you've been here for a long time, and I say openly and publicly that we appreciate you for being with us on the table, not just here on the PRF table, but also with Kimberly Silas, who has her show tomorrow, March the 2nd, and then it'll be on the third Friday as well. Her show is first and third Friday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Your Health is Your Wealth, Kimberly Silas out of Atlanta, another one of our faithful team members, and you labor with her. you labor with her as well. So I hear y'all when I'm able to catch it, having fun. So again, let me shut up for a moment and just let you just speak to the people about PRF, because there's a lot more people that are now starting to come. And every now and then it's worth going back to the well, so to speak, and giving people just an understanding of who we are and what we're doing, Mama. So I yield the floor to you, as they say in the Senate.
Well, thank you. And I just want to say good evening to my PRF family. And I was in the kitchen today, and I was saying, I don't want to miss the show. I don't want to miss the show. And it just, you know, I started getting excited about the show. And not that I've not been excited before, but I'm just talking about this particular moment. And I started getting excited about the show because when I first came onto the show, it was just so much I did not know. You know, I was just really just soaking up everything. And then I look at where I am right now, and just to encourage everyone not to blow, you know, no accolades or anything, but just to say that, you know, when we are taught and we don't understand much, you know, because I think most of us are not brought up learning these particular principles the way that God has given it to my son. But with that being said, I just started getting so excited about the show, and I was just saying, you know, I'm just excited about learning, because, you know, I can see it manifesting itself in my life. You know, I have a long way to go, but I'm not where I used to be when I first started hearing it. You know what I mean? So it says faith come by hearing, and that's true. But we also have to be a doer. So I had to start implementing what I was hearing, and I can, you know, see a difference, and not just, not that all my finances and everything is, hey, number one, but I'm seeing an overall change in me, you know, when it does come to how I'm spending my money. How it comes to me being so thankful and grateful to God, you know, for allowing for giving my son this vision. And I was just, and then I thought about it, and I went back to my Aunt Eva, who raised my great aunt, is that education, being educated is fun, because, you know, it helps you. It's like you are investing in yourself, you know. So as I invest in myself, I can see myself growing, because I have an open mind and want to receive. I want to know and I want to learn, but I also have to be patient with myself in knowing that the situation that I was in did not happen overnight. And therefore, all I have to do is just keep on doing it, keep on listening to the Holy Spirit, let him teach and guide me, you know, and really wanting to change. And as you were saying, do I want to be financial free? Well, then if I say, yes, I want to be financial free, then am I willing to do what it takes to be financially free? That means, for example, if I'm impulse buying, then that has to stop. You know, if I'm not making out a budget, I need to make out a budget. Whatever it takes, am I willing to do what it takes, you know, to continue to grow? And I'm just so excited about what God is doing here, as you laid out to us, just what he's been doing, and it lets me know that God is in this. Hallelujah. I feel it. Yes, God is in this when we allow God to have his way, even though sometimes it's painful. And I was reading in a book called Focus, and I was going through some things, and in this book it says, God is molding and shaping you just where you are. And that if we cannot go through the pain, we're not going to qualify. So I think that all of us can, I know myself, I can come up in character. I can have more patience. I can have more kindness. You know, I can just show, it's all wrapped up in love, you know. And I'm just so thankful, and I'm just so appreciative for the show, and I'm just thankful that I'm seeing the manifestation of God, not only in the ministry and the people, how God, I was just, you know, sitting the other day, I said, Lord God, you're just bringing some really knowledgeable people to this ministry. And so I'm just so Amen. Thankful and so grateful to God for everything. And thank God for you, my baby.
Amen. Amen, mother. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So listen, as I've said to everybody, we are gearing up for Credit and Debt, our first cousins. There will be a portion dealing with this subject matter of credit and debt that will come forth on the PRF table in the month of April 2018. And one of the things that I want to just bring before us, because you know we're not going to be on here past 8:30 tonight. There's a passage of scripture. There's two passages of scriptures that I want everybody just to really focus on. And the first one comes out of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Excuse me, 3 and 4. But I don't know. Maybe you can use 2. We can throw 2 in there too. So 2 through 4. 2 through 4. And then the second one is going to come out of Luke chapter 9. Verses 57 to 62. And let me hit on 2 Corinthians chapter 1 first. Here's what it says coming from the New Living Translation. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give grace and peace. Give you grace and peace. Give you grace and peace. May that is something that we're speaking upon everybody who is listening. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. And so I think about that grace and peace, right? I think about that, Mom. And one of the things that I think about is this. If you're going to receive the blessing of the Lord that I've just presented to you, just pronounced over you, may God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace, then there's no way in the world that you can expect to receive grace and peace. See, it's not about him giving it, right? Because he's going to give it to you. It's up for you to receive it, right? Because some people reject the gifts that God has given to them. So this thing of grace is a gift. This thing of peace is a gift. And we want you to receive it, but sometimes there's some people that's not going to be able to receive the gifts, right? How many times have you offered something to somebody and they just didn't want to take it? I'm not ready. Oh, it's not right now. Looking at you crazy. What you want for and all that kind of same thing people do with God, Mama. They do it with me, they do it with God. This thing with grace and peace, you have to want to receive it. Now, if God is going to give you peace, you have to understand, and listen to me closely, people, you have to understand that if God is going to give you peace, if you're going to receive it, then you can't be holding on to chaos and discord.
Amen.
Can't hold on to it. Trying to hold on to chaos and discord and conflict, talking about God, give me peace. Okay, I'm trying to give it to you, but I need you to let some of that other stuff go. So let me keep on going. And so in the third and fourth verses of that text says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort others. He comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort others. He comforts us in all of our troubles so that we can comfort others. There's a purpose of why God is comforting us. The purpose of why we're comforting, he's comforting us, why he has comforted a lot of you, why he's helped a lot of you get your credit back on track, why he's restored certain things in your marriage, why he's allowed certain things to happen to let you cut off some things so that you can be in a better place right now. He comforts us in all of our troubles. So whatever your troubles are, I don't know them, but you know them. The reason that he comforted you in that is so that you can comfort others. So if you done had some messed up credit, and now it ain't messed up no more. If your credit score was a 2 and now it's a 560, yeah, that may not be the best, but it sure as heck ain't a 2. Amen. Amen. Right? That's trouble. That doesn't say that everything is better, but you got comfort in that, right? You know what? It used to be a 2 because the devil wants you to think about the 2, and you didn't. No, I may not be able to buy a car with 2% interest, but I sure as heck can at least buy a car now, right? Praise the name of the Lord. All right, so then
praise
it says,
the Lord.
when they are troubled, see, again, he comforts us in our trouble so we can comfort others. So this thing ain't about you. So when they're troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort that God has given us. So if you don't have a way to be able to comfort somebody else in the areas that we're covering and talking about in PRF, you can't do it. You need somebody else to help you out. But if he has given you comfort in those particular areas, then you got to know that the reason he gave you comfort in those areas so that when other people get troubled, you're able to comfort them. Let me just put it this real, really clear. God comforts us so that we can comfort others. Bottom line, point blank. Not real hard, not one of the most complicated scriptures. I don't care how you try to slice it. You ain't got real get real theological on that. It is just as simple as it is. Now.
Amen.
So now, I said that, right? Now that was Paul. That was Paul. That's cool what Paul said. But can we talk about Jesus for a moment?
Yes, we can.
Jesus, they were dealing with something in the book of Luke chapter 9. That was where Jesus was on the scene. So a lot of times we can look at these texts from people like Paul, but I kind of like to focus on what Jesus is talking about. You know, if I focus on what Jesus is talking about, if I can bring you things about what Jesus is talking about, and you don't want to take them, then you're not following me. You're not following Jesus' word. So, you know, that's a whole other problem all by itself. So Jesus is going from place to place, doing what he does, healing folk and walking around and dealing with the disciples and all this. And so then there comes a point in time when, as they were just walking along, that's what the Bible said, they're walking along, and somebody said to Jesus, I'm going to follow this. I'll follow you wherever you go. Okay, how many times have you said you're going to do it? How many times you say, you know what, I'm going to get my credit straight today? How many times have you held up onto them New Year's resolutions thinking it's all about God, when it's really not, it's just about a calendar? I'm going to do it. Okay, well, somebody, listen, if you say that to me, if you say you're going to call me back and we're going to discuss PRF, you're going to help, I want you to help me my credit, Dr. Dunlap, I want to learn more about Todd, you say you want to do all those things, and then you don't do it, I go back to this scripture. Because somebody said to Jesus, I'll follow you wherever you go. I'm going to do what you say to do. I attended this legacy conference with y'all, Dr. Dunlap, and I'm going to get my will in place. Okay. But here's how Jesus replied. Foxes have dens to live in and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place even to lay his head. You know what he was saying to them, Mama?
I'm listening.
You say you want to follow me. You say you're going to follow me wherever I go. But where I'm going, I don't even have a place to lay my head. Along the way, I don't even have a place to lay my head. So I'm letting you know that this is not an easy route. It's not an easy place to be, but okay. See, he didn't tell them don't come. He didn't tell them you need to come. He just said, listen, foxes have dens in it and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. So then watch this. So here comes another person. Another person said, or Jesus said to another person, he says to them, come and follow me. See, the first person said to Jesus, I will follow you. Jesus put it out there. So now he goes to another person. Jesus goes to another person and says, all right, now you done heard me say that I don't have a place to lay my head. So now he points out somebody. So who is the person that he's pointing out in your life? Who's the person that Jesus is pointing out, that God is pointing out to say, listen, I need you to follow. So I need you to follow what's going on. Follow me through this individual. right? He said to another person, come follow me. And then the person that he said that to, mama, he agreed. Okay, I'm going to follow you. But here's what he said. Let me first return home and bury my father. My dad dead. Let me go back home. I'm going to follow you, but I got to do this first. Here's what I'm trying to tell you, real simple. There's going to be some things that when we start bringing down credit and debt, mama, when we start deviling to credit and debt of first cousins, when we offer this course.
Okay.
The truth of the matter is I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to do just like Jesus. Come on and follow. Come on. Come on. Come take this course. Come take this course. Come take this course. Here's when it's going to be. Come take this course. And there's going to be some people that's going to say, yeah, I'm going to take it because I've been asking for it. A whole bunch of folks have been asking for it over the last year. I need credit. I'm talking about their credit. My credit is bad, this, that, and the other. Okay. Now, come take the course. Come sign up for the course. And some mama will inevitably say, well, you know what? I got to do this college course. I got to take my college course. And I want to sign up for a college course right now. Oh, no. My baby got T-ball. My husband's working third shift. All these things. Okay, no problem. You can say it. Because I love this. Because Jesus told him, let the spiritually dead bury their own dead. Your duty is to go and preach the kingdom of God. Your duty, my brothers and sisters, as other folk, because you're talking about I got to go take care of something that's already spiritually dead, somebody that ain't trying to go nowhere. You may have some folk that's not trying to go where you're trying to go, not trying to clean up their credit. But you're talking about, you know what, I got to look out for them. I got to help them. God, mm-mm. Jesus told them, let the spiritually dead bury their own dead. So I'm going to tell you, when this opportunity comes, when it gets presented to you, when you find out when it's going to be, I'm coming back to you in a Jesus way. Let them folks that don't want to fix their credit stay back there not fixing their credit. But your duty is get your stuff straight, because there is a message that has to be preached. There's a testimony that has to be lived out and communicated to others, and you can't do that with your stuff all jacked up if you're not working towards fixing it. Then, so going back to the text. And then another one said, so you heard what the person said to Jesus, I want to follow you. You heard what Jesus said, I don't have a place to lay my head. Then you see what Jesus said, okay, now somebody else has heard that, so now I'm going to tell you to come follow me. And then they want to go bury their head. They want to deal with some old stuff. You got to let that old stuff go in order to be dealing with the kingdom of God. But here Jesus said to another person, or another person said to Jesus, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go. See, Jesus ain't asked that person to come. That person spoke out by themselves, mama, and said, Lord, I will follow you, but first let me go say goodbye to my family. Hold on. Did you not just hear what Jesus said to the previous person? He said, let the dead bury the dead. But with this person, they said, Lord, I will follow you, but. See, there is not going to be any but. When we offer this thing out here to the world, those who decide that they are going to come and do what needs to be done to get themselves into a better situation, there is no time for no buts. Those who are going to be talking about the buts are going to be sitting down on their butts while everybody else is going to be moving forward. This person said, mama, Lord, I will follow you, but first let me say. You ain't had to say that. You should have just said, when did whatever you're going to do, say goodbye to your family like you was going to. Your family is not going to understand everything that you're trying to do to make yourself, put yourself in a better situation. That's the bottom line.
That's true.
And some of your friends are going to want to hang out when you can't do it. I remember back in the day, mama, and we're about to go. I remember back in the day when I was going to Virginia State. I remember when I was stationed. I was stationed at Fort Lee, Virginia, mama, real quick. I was stationed at Fort Lee, Virginia. I just came back from being in Saudi Arabia for almost a doggone year. And so all I wanted to do was sow my wild oats and have me a bunch of fun. Well, guess what? We would go and leave and go on the lunchtime in our military uniform. I would go in my little blue car, and we would go to a KFC chicken restaurant and get our little box of chicken and go to the campus of Virginia State University, and we would just hang out on the yard playing our music, looking at the girls, letting the girls come talk to us. And guess what, mama? After a year of doing that, you know what I said? Now y'all follow me. Y'all follow me. Y'all may have to get out your flesh in a minute when I say this, but guess what I said? I said, if things are going as well as they're going for me, just being out here during lunchtime for about 30, 35 minutes, because, you know, I had to drive 20 minutes to the campus and then 20 minutes back, you know, so I didn't get in trouble. And I had to stop through KFC to make sure I got my chicken, right? And so if I could be out here for 20 minutes developing all of these ungodly relationships, how many more ungodly relationships can I develop inside the classroom? So guess what I did? I took my butt and I registered for class. That's how I became a person that attended Virginia State University, not because I was seeking education. Mama, I know you didn't know that. I don't know. Well, you know, sometimes things come from certain reasons, but I didn't do it for the right reasons. But what I had to say to everybody was, you know what? If y'all just want to come up here and hang out for 35 minutes every day, I'm going to go and pursue something a little bit better. And so it wasn't from good intentions that I did it, But look at what it worked, because now I'm Dr. Dunlap. I wouldn't have been Dr. Dunlap if I never had a bachelor's degree. And if I never had a bachelor's degree, I wouldn't have been able to get the master's degree. If I never got the master's degree, I never would have been, never would have got the seminary. And if I never would have got the seminary, I never would have got to this doctorate degree. So therefore, sometimes there's some things that we got to let go, because here's what Jesus told him. And this is kind of the context of what I was telling to in a secular way. I got to let y'all go. I hang out back with y'all on the base, but, you know, for this time frame. And so when it came time to hang out and party, I did all that. I was a good devil. But at the end of the day, there were some things that I just didn't. My grades didn't fall because I made sure I got that done. And I graduated from being in the military on active duty with 4 years straight. It took me only 4 years to graduate with a four-year degree in the military before we had online courses. So one of the things that Jesus said to them, Mama, was anybody who puts their hand to the plow and then looks back is not fit for the kingdom. I wasn't doing this all for the kingdom, but I put my hand to the plow back during that time. And I did not look back. And because I didn't look back, God turned all my sinful ways and stuff I was doing, turned all that stuff around. And now look at what is happening for the benefit of the kingdom. Didn't start off with a kingdom purpose, but it ended with a kingdom purpose. So Amen. This is my encouragement to everybody in this short period of time. To everybody that is out there listening, when it gets offered to you, don't be talking about what you got to do. I got to do this. I got to get my money up. All this stuff. Don't worry about all that. Jesus is saying, I need you to follow what I'm doing. See, right now we don't have the physical Jesus like they had back in the Bible days. We got the spirit of Jesus, which is coming through the Holy Spirit. So since the spirit is speaking and saying, this is what you need, my brothers and my sisters, I need you to grab a hold to it and follow it. Mama, that's all I got for us today. That's it.
Amen.
We'll be back next week. So again, my brothers and my sisters, we love you. Thank you so much. PRFministry.org is the website. Check us out and see what we got going on. And tune in tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Your Health is Your Wealth with Kimberly Thomas. God bless you. Mm-hmm.